My partnership with SeatGeek extends back to 2019, and yes, my code still works. SeatGeek has tickets for everything, and right now, you can save $20 with code AntWright on the app or website. What's up? It's your boy Ant Wright with another episode of Big Ten Coast to Coast, man. You know, we don't waste time with these mini pods. Let's get right to it. Michigan. Let's talk Wolverine. So if you are a Michigan fan, you're going to need a map. Need a map for this team. So many brand new faces, but this is going to be a very fun team to watch. They look like they're going to have a 9-man rotation. I don't know what they're going to do with Pippen, but because Pippen is hurt, I believe, but they have a 9-man rotation right now. The starters are going to be Trey Donaldson. If you don't know him, he is a transfer guard from Auburn. Roddy Gale, guard transfer from Ohio State. Reuben Jones, who's a guard transfer from North Texas. Danny Wolf is a transfer forward from Yale. And Vlad Golden, who is a transfer center from Florida Atlantic, who followed Dusty over into Michigan. Five transfers in the starting lineup. Brand new faces. None of these guys have worn a Michigan jersey in a game ever. So that's going to be a first. We're looking at, coming off the bench, Namari Burnett and Will Cheddar. Familiar faces, familiar names. Both Namari and Will, they've been first off the bench in both of the scrimmages. LJ Kaysen is a freshman. He was committed to Florida Atlantic. They switched him over to Michigan once Dusty decided to go. LJ was like, yo, this is a no-brainer. I'm trying to go to. Sam Walters is a transfer from Alabama. Okay, so of the nine, you're talking about, if we count Namari, because he is a former transfer, seven of the nine in the rotation transfers from other schools. And you have seven first-year Michigan players. Seven. Trey is going to be a combo guard. Trey is going to come in and, you know, he wants to push tempo. He wants to make things happen. He wants to play off the bounce, get guys involved, highly capable of making threes, skilled player. Roddy Gale, I believe he's probably going to be the most important player when it comes to what's the ceiling for this team. Roddy Gale is a very good guard from Ohio State. He was there for 2 years. He's somebody who could be a first team, second team, all Big Ten player. As long as Michigan is winning, it's going to be a lot because of him. Reuben Jones, he's played a lot of point guard. He's about 6'4", 6'5", left-hander from North Texas. Good athletic ability, can hit open threes. Athletic, really, really bouncy, really quick. Good defender, very good defender. Danny Wolf from Yale, he's about 7 feet tall. But he is what you would call a point forward, in my opinion. He's someone who can grab the rebound and push the rock. He's someone where if someone gets the rebound and sees him up the court, they could give him the ball at half court and trust him to make good decisions. What I like about Danny's game is from the first exhibition to the next exhibition. Against Oakland, he made a lot of silly turnovers. A lot of silly 50-50 passes. A lot of times he was bringing up the court a little bit careless. In the next game against Toledo, you didn't really see that. You saw better decision-making, not a lot of 50-50s. You didn't see him try to do too much. That's a sign of two things for me. That's a sign that they worked on it, so they noticed it, and they addressed it right away. One. Two, he took that coaching to heart. He said, you know what? You're right. I'm not going to do that next game. And you know what? He didn't. It's very small thing, but in the grand scheme, that's huge when we're talking about a coached team and a team that understands mistakes and, you know, things that you don't want the coach to get certain pet peeves about your game. And then now that leash gets a little bit tighter, so you can't really make as many mistakes. It's really hard to play that way. Vlad Golden, really good on either block. In the middle, he can get the ball on the left block, the right block, the middle. He can go over either shoulder. He has had an issue in the first couple games finishing with his dunks. Just finished the dunk. But very good with the ball on either the blocks and in the middle. You could give him the ball on the post and he's perfectly fine. And he is capable of hitting the little mid-range jump shot. Very good defender, able to rim protect, and he should lead the team in rebounding. Coming off the bench, you guys know Namari. Him coming off the bench and being able to see the game first is going to be, it's going to be good for him. And, you know, he's able to come in the game, knock down shots. Not a lot of pressure is going to be on him similar to last year. I think he was asked to do a lot last year. That won't be the responsibility of this year to run the offense, initiate, and do a lot of things that really he's not really in tune with doing, which I like. Cheese, you know, Cheddar's had, you know, very good outings in the first couple of exhibitions. He could still shoot. He didn't get in foul trouble, which is nice because he was a foul demon the last couple of years, especially last year. But he's done an incredible job of just letting the game come to him, not forcing, making shots, you know, jumpers and threes, and finishing around the basket. It's been a real delight to watch him. LJ Cason, for me, has been the surprise. His game has shocked a lot of people, not even from a Michigan or Big Ten standpoint. I've already gotten DMs from NBA draft scouts asking about his age. So I'm not saying that he's going to go NBA or he's an NBA. Blah, blah, blah. They're taking notice. They're taking notice. And if they're taking notice like that, they see good things. He's feisty. He creates rim pressure. He's his shot, which I was like, ooh, can this translate? It's translating. It's definitely translating. We'll see if that continues to happen once teams are able to scout him continuously. And then you have Sam Walters. Bouncy, left-handed, I'll call him like a shooting forward. He loves the corner three. Pretty athletic, good size, like 6'9", 6'10". He's played the three at times along with Wolf and Golden. That's a big front line. Big front line. I wonder if Dusty's going to go zone a little bit when you have Wolf at the four and Wolf is 7 feet. Golden's about 7'1", have him in the middle. Then you have Walters at 6'10". I mean, if they're having trouble guarding man sets, just go zone. You guys are ginormous. Right after a word from our sponsor, we'll get into what we saw in the exhibitions and what this team needs to get into the NCAA tournament. Make a little noise. Transform your sleep with Twinkle Beds. If you're ready for a serious upgrade, their premium luxury mattresses are the way to go. Right now, you can get a full 30% off with code AntWright at twinklebeds.com. This is easily the best deal online, hands down. No more tossing and turning. Just ultimate comfort every single night. This code can be used for multiple purchases, not just one. Do not miss out. It is kind of hard talking NCAA tournament because you don't know who's going to be good, who's not going to be good. You don't know the seeding. You don't know the like how the bracket is all configured, and you don't know who's facing who. But when it comes to making the NCAA tournament, they're going to have their opportunity to really put their foot on their NCAA tournament hopes through their non-conference schedule. Their non-conference is pretty tough. It's pretty tough. I mean, they got TCU, they got Oklahoma, Arkansas, they have Virginia Tech, and they have really tough games. They have really tough games against teams where they're going to be able to build their net. If they're able to, you know, beat some of these teams, and if they're going to go into the conference play with like, man, no more than like two or three losses, you're going to be feeling really, really good about this team. But they need guys to get it together. They need guys to play together. Just the structure of this team, unselfish. They can shoot the piss out the ball. And they are highly, highly skilled. Just from a roster construction standpoint, Dusty and the staff did a really good job getting this team together. They're versatile. They could do a lot of things. You could play different types of lineups, which is, man, when it comes to NCAA tournament, that is a cheat code. Being able to play in several different ways effectively, right? Why is that? It's because if you only have one or two ways of playing and neither of those ways work due to your opponent, you're going to be in trouble. Doesn't matter who you're facing. It could be a 14 seed versus a 3 seed or a 13 seed versus a 4. Sometimes you just see these matchups and they're like, you know what? That's not for me. You saw that last year with Auburn, Yale. You see that with Oakland and what's that team? Kentucky. You see it between these very good teams that have a lot of talent and they face a team that just goes against their playing style and goes against their personnel. And they can't really make the right moves within a 40-minute period to be able to get to the next game. It's not about going to the tournament and beating teams by 40. It's about winning by 1 point, right? This team can play several different ways because they have so many different types of lineups and so many different types of skill sets. Nobody on this team that they're going to play in the rotation is under 6'2". Nobody's under 6'2". Trey Donaldson's about 6'3". Roddy's about 6'5". Ruben is about 6'4", 6'5". Danny Wolf, 7 feet. Vlad, 7'1". Namar is about 6'4". Will Cheddar's about 6'8". LJ is the shortest at 6'2", 6'2 plus. And Sam Walters at 6'10". This is a big team. And out of the nine, eight of them have the green light to shoot the basketball. Eight of them have the green light to put the ball on the deck and make a play. You can't say that about a lot of teams. You really can't. And that's what's going to make them a tough out in the NCAA tournament. If this team is between a 7 and a 10 seed, this is not a 2 or a 1 seed you want to face. Because they could shoot the piss out the ball, bro. They can really, really shoot the ball. If this team can get hot and you're making shots, I mean, it's the 3-point shot is the equalizer. That's the equalizer. You don't need to be as talented as the other team, but if you're able to hit shots and you have multiple guys being able to hit shots, the other team's going to be in trouble. That's the nice part about this team. They don't have two or three guys who are sharpshooters. They have about 6 or 7. I think in the opening game against Oakland, they made like 15 or 16 threes, 8 different people hit at least 1 3. If I'm looking at this right here, I mean, Trey Donaldson, Danny Wolf, I mean, Namari, Cheese, and Sam, if like you cannot leave them open, you cannot. And that's just going to create so many driving lanes for Roddy Gale, especially Roddy Gale. A couple other guys can really take the ball off the bounce and get to the rack. LJ Kaysen is one as well. We'll talk about him here in a minute. But you know, between Roddy Gale and LJ, if you're giving them spacing, Roddy's going to live at the free throw line. LJ's going to live at the free throw line. They're going to live at getting layups, getting contact, because they're not going to have anybody really taking space away, because you're going to have so many spot-up shooters waiting for the ball and knocking them down. Not only good shooters, but good shooters' gravity. Ruben Jones, I need a lot more from him. I know, you know, he's you know, trying to get his feet wet and all those things, but if he doesn't start to bring it, I'm going to say this right now. LJ Kaysen is going to take his minutes if he doesn't start to bring it. Ruben Jones is going to be is a really good defender, and he could hit open shots and do all these things. If he's not more aggressive, if he's not more deliberate in initiating, LJ is going to take his time. Especially if they drop a game or two, LJ is going to start. I'm going to tell you that right now. LJ is serious. LJ is serious business. You're talking about, if I'm looking at all the freshmen that I've seen play, out of all the freshmen that I've seen play in the exhibitions, I'm looking at LJ and I'm like, just performance-wise, right? I know there's a lot of hype with like Kasperis Jakučionis at Illinois, but just from performance, there's no reason why he shouldn't be an all-freshman this year. There's no reason why that dude shouldn't be all-freshman team. He's been that good. And if he continues to get better, he is going to demand more minutes, and that's going to be less minutes for Ruben. Because I think everybody's giving something, but Ruben's got to give me a little bit more. He's got to be more than just a defender. If this team wants to get to where they need to go, he needs to give a little bit more. Roddy Gale is going to be the one who is going to dictate the ceiling of this team. If he's playing like an all Big Ten performer, this team can go to the NCAA tournament between a 4 and a 6 seed. I really believe so. He needs to play like he wants to go to the 2025 NBA draft. That's got to be his mindset. 2025 NBA draft, that's where I need to be. What do I need to get to that point? He has that type of potential because he could play at all three levels at a high level. His shot is a quote-unquote question, but he still needs to get to that point. When it comes to where they need a lot of help, it's going to be on the defensive end and team rebounding. I think their bigger guards, I think their wings have got to do a much better job at helping. They've got to do a much better job at helping out some of these bigs to really get the ball up and down the court to play fast the way that they want to play. There's no raw athleticism on this team. There's nobody who is raw on this team that's not, there's no raw athlete that's unskilled that's going to play this year. And that's going to be great. The downside of it, you're not going to have guys to get those nitty gritty, like 50-50 out of my space rebounds. That's what I want to see. If the bigs aren't doing it, that's fine. Just make sure our guards are doing a much better job of attacking the boards and then getting out in transition and playing fast the way that Michigan wants to play, the way that Dusty wants to play. And the last thing really is going to be defensively. You got to know your switches and you got to be a little bit quicker on your defensive scrambles. This is not a team that needs to be a top five defensive team because I think they'll be able to score on anybody. But defensively, if they can get to just above average defensively, this is going to be the most dangerous team that anyone can face. Because not only can they score the ball, but they're also in the top half of defensive efficiency. If they can get to that point, this team's going to be very dangerous. Thanks for listening to Big Ten Coast to Coast. I am Ant Wright. You can find me on any socials at It's Ant Wright. Shout out to our sponsors, SeatGeek and Twinkle Beds. Use promo code ANTWRIGHT to save as much money as possible. I'll catch y'all next time.